This was my entry to the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity Awareness Challenge, and the campaign was targeted towards the entire general population, from students, kindergarten through college, and small business owners, and just the general population at large. And it used a portal website, advertising and public relations, Web 2.0, and old-fashioned face-to-face interactions to get...
How 1990s?
Yeah, definitely. To get people talking about cybersecurity so that people can find the actions they need to take to be more secure.
Well, I think sometimes, even the name, I think, sometimes people feel like they're disconnected with cybersecurity, and really, they're essential. If we're going to be really secure, they play a really critical role. We are the weakest link.
Absolutely. I think that's very true. I think people hear the term cybersecurity and they think about government or big business or some technical term that they can't do themselves as an individual. But really, individuals play a huge part in our cybersecurity, and there's a lot that the individual can do. And it's not really very difficult to do. It's just knowing that you need to do it. Things like using antivirus protection and being aware when you're surfing the internet, and just making sure your computer is secure in general.
Part of this plan included something called a Cybersecurity Ambassador Program. Tell us what this is.
The Cybersecurity Ambassador Program was a program to get people in their communities and involved with cybersecurity, to find people who are maybe IT specialists or police or people who interact with teenagers and mentoring type relationships, and get those people willing to talk about cybersecurity in their community and to go out to community events and talk about cybersecurity there, to use face-to-face interaction and get people talking about security, have someone they can ask questions to, someone who is an expert in the field and can talk to them in everyday English about cybersecurity.
And I think that becomes part of the challenge, is sometimes all this discussion becomes, I mean, even bots and nets and all sorts of things, and people go, I don't know what a bot is. In fact, Trojan horse sounds like something out of, you know, some kind of book that I had to read in high school. It all can sound very almost alien to people.
I think definitely it sounds like something that's not for you. So I think if we can make it more applicable to the everyday life, more relevant to individuals, they'll be more engaged in the topic.
I got to ask you, how did you hear about the cybersecurity challenge and the cyber awareness challenge, and how you did this basically on your own? Was that hard?
I heard about the challenge. I work in cybersecurity, so I saw it, you know, just as a news article that this cybersecurity challenge had been put out by the Department of Homeland Security. And I thought, you know, I think about that often, like, how can we make the world more secure? How can we make our country more secure, the average citizen? I started thinking, what could I do? What kind of proposal would I come up with? And so I just kind of collected my ideas over a few weeks and put them together into a plan. And it was actually a lot of fun to start thinking about what you would do if you were in Department of Homeland Security's shoes and you had this huge challenge, but really a big opportunity.
A challenge on so many levels. And this is something that you deal with regularly. So it's almost like putting a lot of the things that you do and then a way of reaching out and getting more people to know about them and think about these things.
Right. The challenges that I see every day in my job and working in cybersecurity, and things I wish that the average user would know about cybersecurity. And that was what really shaped the campaign that I put together, was thinking about the average users that I see and hear from regularly, and just hearing about their challenges and how can we address those challenges. If we can get the average individual interested in cybersecurity at home, they'll be more interested in their jobs. Or if we can get them more interested in cybersecurity at their jobs, they'll be more interested in it at home.
Well, congratulations. It's very exciting. It also has to, one would think that even putting this down in some kind of organized way would even help you do your job better as you're reaching out to folks and letting them know, hey, cybersecurity matters.
Right. It helped me realize what was important, and thinking about when I'm talking to people about cybersecurity, making sure that I remember to keep the topic relevant and to keep it giving people steps that they can implement, and to think about what's motivating the individual to be more cyber secure, and focus on that when I'm just having conversations about cybersecurity.
And to speak English, I think, is always, you know, sometimes we get caught up in our own little worlds and all of a sudden we find we're not speaking the same language as the people we're trying to communicate with.
Absolutely. I think most of the world doesn't have any idea what all these technical terms mean, and we need to remember that when we're doing awareness messages and speak in their language.
Does this plan actually get rolled out in some way, or what happens now?
The Department of Homeland Security is open to use any of the ideas that were submitted, and I hope that they're able to use the ideas that I submitted as part of my campaign and incorporate that into their plan. And I know that they had expressed interest in the Cybersecurity Ambassadors Program, and so I hope that's something we can see going forward, people in their communities getting involved in cybersecurity awareness. And so I hope that they're able to use my ideas and other ideas that were submitted to get a dialogue going about cybersecurity.
And so as the individual winner, I'm going to give you our 50,000 watts of power to reach out to folks. If you had to say to folks who aren't cybersecurity people, one thing that they can do to make a difference in cybersecurity and raise their awareness, that would be what?
I would say to be more cyber secure, you just need to think about when you're online if what you're doing could be vulnerable, something that could make you prone to being attacked, you know, going to a website or sending a message or clicking on a link in a message. Just think before you click, I think is an important
message. And just be aware that, hey, you know, we always make fun of that. You are the weakest link, but oftentimes we are. And just by thinking about it, having it, being conscious about it and getting other people to be conscious about it, I think that probably helps as much as anything else, right?
Right. I think you just have to remember to take that second to stop and think before you do anything online, and make sure you're thinking about security when you're doing banking online or just surfing the internet or emailing friends and checking your email. Think about security, and I think that will go a long way.